Part 3. Circle. Jane, age 19. These weren't her blankets, and this wasn't her bed. She'd been aware of this before she woke up, but not in a clear way, not in a way that made sense. Nothing had made sense for a long time. There'd been days and days of dreams, or things that weren't dreams but might as well have been. Monsters and voices and pain. The kind of sleep that ached rather than soothed. But she was aware of the bed now. The bed that wasn't hers. That was good. That was a start. Everything was so clean. That was the next thing she noticed. The bed was comfortable, though a weird shape, much bigger than she was, and with grooves for limbs she didn't have. Some kind of shield hugged the area around it, a crackling see-through purple. She couldn't make out any machine sounds that she knew. She heard nothing breaking, nothing wearing down, just the gentle hum of things working as they should in a clean, white, safe room. She couldn't remember the last time she'd been so scared. A hazy memory surfaced. Something uncomfortable involving her right arm. Her left hand drifted over to investigate. Her fingers met metal. She threw the blankets back and brought her arm to her face. A neat row of round, black sucker things were embedded in her skin, each holding a small plex chamber half full of different colors of liquid, some clear, some yellowish, one blue. She stared, pulse racing. Something within each of the suckers made a synchronized click. A little bit of each liquid disappeared. Disappeared into her. She nearly yelled, but before the sound could leave her mouth, she noticed something else. A small, square patch implanted in her forearm, just below the heel of her palm. A wrist patch. Alain and Manjiri had wrist patches. Everybody in the GC had wrist patches. Hey! She was yelling now, sitting up as best she could. Hey! Stars and fire, where was she? There was a flurry of footsteps and, oh shit, an alien! There was an alien! An Andrisk! Oh, shit! Whoa, it's okay, the Andrisk said. Jane scrambled, trying to remember all Owl had taught her. He. This Andrisk was a he. He was tall and wearing a full biosuit. She could see his feathers tucked back and away from his face under the helmet. The Andrisk gestured at a control panel. The shield around Jane's bed switched off long enough for him to step through, then resume its position. He spoke toward a vox on the wall. Get the rep in here, he said, then turned his attention back to Jane. It's okay. You're safe. Can you understand me? Yes, Jane said, clutching the covers close. Holy shit, he looked weird. Do you speak Klip? Yes. The Andrisk looked relieved, maybe. Oh, good. We've had some trouble communicating with your friend. We don't have any human staff here, and with his difficulty speaking. Jane missed whatever else the Andrisk was saying. Where's Lorien? She blurted. Where's Owl? The Andrisk blinked, yellow eyes disappearing behind blue-green lids. I don't know who Owl is. Lorien's fine. He's in quarantine. You are too, technically, but he didn't require medical care. Too many thoughts. Jane shook her head. Her brain wasn't working right, and everything ached, and none of this made sense. One thing at a time, Owl would say. Where am I? You're in the medical ward at the Han Foral lookout station, he said, pulling over a backless chair. He sat, sleeve tail draping down behind him. My name's Ithis. I'm one of the doctors here. Jane pulled his words in, held them close, turned them over. A lookout station. We made it, she whispered. The Andrisk nodded. Yeah, you made it. Jane leaned back into the pillow, slowly. The moment felt nothing like what she'd imagined. She felt empty, quiet. She looked again to the suckers in her arm. What are these? Your name is Jane, right? She nodded. Holy shit, she was talking to an alien. Jane, you've been suffering from a bacterial disease previously unknown to science. Congratulations! On top of a severe case of long-term malnutrition and a broad assortment of other maladies. We figured out pretty fast that your immune system is atypical. But as deficient as you were in just about everything you need to stay healthy, there's no way your natural defenses could keep up. You had superficial wounds that hadn't healed properly, fungal growths under your nails, different fungal growths in your esophagus, and an amazing variety of precancerous polyps on and around your liver and kidneys, which I'm assuming were the result of the high levels of heavy metals and industrial waste products we found floating around your bloodstream. His face was hard to read, but he looked emotional. You're the sickest patient I've ever treated. Jane took that in. Okay, she said, but what are these? She waved her sucker-covered arm at him. Those, Ithis said, distribute medicine through your system, as well as nutrients, in your case. We've scrubbed all the junk out of your blood, and you've got immubots now. He pointed to the patch on her wrist. Your body's undergone a lot of damage, but we're giving you as fresh a start as we can. The Andrisk made a weird, almost smile, and spoke the words she'd been waiting to hear. You're going to be fine. Jane had more questions, but another person walked in. A human woman, also clad in a biosuit. The doctor gestured to her. Jane, this is Tia Lucan, a legal counselor for the GC. She normally works in trade law, not immigrant cases, but she was the closest human GC representative to us, and we thought having someone of your own species around might make this whole process easier. She's here to help you and Lorien get started. The woman approached Jane's bedside and touched her hand. It was a gesture Jane should have liked, but she didn't. She didn't know why. She just didn't. Jane studied the woman's face behind her thick protective helmet. This woman had been a girl once, but Jane couldn't see that. She couldn't see anything she recognized. This human was every bit as alien as the scaly guy sitting beside her. Hello, Jane, Counselor Lucan said. She had a weird accent. You probably don't remember me. I came to you a 10-day ago, but you were too sick to properly speak. I'm so glad you're feeling better now. Jane frowned. If this woman had been there 10 days ago, what kind of days, anyway? Did she mean standard days? And they'd had to send for her from somewhere else, then... How long have I been here? Nearly 4 10-days, the doctor said gently. Jane swallowed. Huh, she thought. Where's Owl? Counselor Lucan looked at Ithis. He shrugged at her, subtly, as if Jane wouldn't see. Who's Owl? Lucan asked. Jane wasn't sure how humans out here were supposed to sound, but something about this one's tone was a little too nice. She's in my ship, Jane said. Both of the biosuited people looked blank. The AI in my ship. Counselor Lucan and Ithis looked at each other again. Jane sat up as tall as she could, even though it was work. Where's my ship? Jane, the human woman said with a big smile. Jane had got nothing but sim smiles for years, and yet this was the fakest she'd ever seen. You've been very sick, and there's a lot for you to take in. Today, I think it'd be a good idea for you to get some rest. Take it slow. Jane glared. Where's my ship? Counselor Lucan sighed. Jane, the thing you need to understand is that in the GC, there are strict laws concerning space travel. Space is dangerous, especially out in the open. Our laws keep people safe. Your ship wasn't very safe, Jane. Its internal components racked up dozens of transport code violations, and it was flying on improperly recycled fuel, which is both illegal and highly hazardous. She laughed. I don't know where you found that thing, but... I built it, Jane said, her words snapping cold. I built that thing. The fake smile faltered. I see. Well, the other component here is that you don't have a pilot's license, which means you're not allowed to own or operate a ship of any size. The good news is that I was able to arrange for some small compensation from the transport board. The GC always provides basic housing and supplies for refugee cases like yours, but I figured some additional credits to help you get started would... I don't know what you're saying. Compensation for what? Ithis reached toward her. Jane, you're still sick. You need to... Jane slapped his claws aside. Compensation for what? What's the transport board? The woman sighed. I'm sorry, Jane. The ship's been confiscated.